Hey, joining us in the studio is Clayton, student at Frederick High School.
That's his last name. Yes, Clayton, sir. Is your last name student?
No, my last name is Boone, actually.
But, oh, like know. Daniel Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Relation, actually.
Well, I'm related to the Boones also.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah. We spell it, my cousin was Ba. Mm. Did you know him?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ba, Boone. We had recently on Jeremy from Frederick High School, and you folks know each other, right?
Yep, we're good friends.
Right, excellent.
Friends. And Jeremy told us his story of both the walkout a few weeks ago. It took place at schools everywhere, including Frederick High School.
Not everywhere.
His thoughts about the March for Our Lives. A couple weekends ago.
The protest march about the NRA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And generally how it is to be
normal.
A Republican, a conservative in Frederick County Public Schools these days, I guess.
A free thinker.
A free thinker. Hey.
Okay.
Now, Clayton, you're at Frederick High School. It's a very conservative school, I'm sure. You know,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I've always thought so. I attended there for a while until they made me go somewhere else. But, Clayton, you're running for office, too.
I am.
So you're not just sitting back saying, heck with this.
What are you running for?
What are you running for?
I'm actually running for Republican Central Committee here in Frederick County.
Excellent, excellent. Yep. Well, you have, at your age, I'm assuming you're under 30.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because
I hope I look like it.
Are you a senior?
No, I'm a junior.
A junior. So yep. I was 19 then, so you're probably about 19 or 20. So anyhow, my point being is you're old enough to run. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do if you get elected?
Well, if I get elected, what we really need to do is we need to change the current culture that we have going within the Central Committee and within the Republican Party overall.
Right.
Because, I mean, if we look at the city elections, for example, it was a clean sweep.
Mm-hmm.
No Republicans won.
Right.
With the county races, we have a much greater chance. But I know the Democrats have already raised much more money than the Republican Central Committee has raised. Mm-hmm. We're having major problems with fundraising. And we need to continue to get the right candidates elected and running for office that people will be able to look at and say, I want to vote for them on both
what
sides.
Do you think, what do you think? Do you think it's all the way from the top down, like the White House, because people are, the Democrats, you know, they're incensed that Donald Trump is president for the next 7.5 years or 6.5 years to go. Is that, you think that's coming down, or do you just think that people lack information, which I always think they do?
I mean, if you're voting for a Democratic candidate, you probably lack information anyway.
That's what I say. Frank doesn't know.
But in all seriousness,
I'm a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
So anyhow, which doesn't matter in Maryland.
Yeah.
But anyhow, but Clayton is you know, I think you have the right ideas, and you have. I'm excited that you and Jeremy were have stepped out to say, you know, because Jeremy said there was a lot of you take a lot of grief at school. Is that right?
Oh yeah, it's. I mean, the students. Mm-hmm. I think they listen to what their parents say mm-hmm. about, you know, Trump, about national politics,
mm-hmm.
and just about the whole culture surrounding what people think of Republicans.
Trump did so well in Frederick County, so why do you think the students don't know any better?
Well, I think it's mostly because at my school, at least, mm-hmm. we have a lot of people from the city,
mm-hmm.
and the city thinks a lot different than the rest of the
county.
Ain't
that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, without question. So that since your peers are from the city, they're going to have the progressive liberal mindset, you know, how much more I can get for nothing. But anyhow, so you have a Republican club there in school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And it's growing by leaps and bounds up to like 3 people now, you said, or something. Is it bigger?
Well, last year we had about 15 people, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a really good amount. This year we almost doubled in size, but that's mostly because we have people who are
independent.
You know, yeah, independent, and even people from the other side of the aisle who want to come in and listen and debate us. And it's
sure. Do you have any good? Do they have debates? That would be great in school. I mean, or do you have to?
We have
just during your meetings.
We have debates during our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'd really like to do is I'd like to get debates started
sure.
in the auditorium where people after school, the public mm-hmm. can come and watch, sort of like what Hood College does.
Right.
And I've tried asking about it, but I think the administration wants to avoid really controversial topics.
Imagine that.
Because of the fact that a lot of the students would get, I guess, really emotional about certain things.
Especially if they don't know anything about it. What about, you know, I got so many questions to ask you because I've got some people have texted me questions, and I'm going to ask you that later on. But so I mean, you're running for something. You're not running against anything. You're there to make a difference. I'm assuming that you bring a millennial perspective into it. I guess that's anybody under 70, right, Frank?
What do you think? No, I don't think you're a millennial. I think you're Generation Y or...
I think it's Z, I believe. Yeah, okay, after 1995.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. I'll explain all this to you,
What happens to the next one? There's no more letters left.
We'll have to see when we get there.
Just start making up words at that point.
I think, all right.
Well, Clay, let me ask you this.
Yep.
During the past few weeks when the students at Parkland School in
Florida,
the school in Florida, have become so outspoken, the thing that bothered me the most is people who criticize them forget what they have to say or their point of view or their ideology, but people who criticize
That's
them
me.
Saying that they're too young to really have had life experience
That's
in
me.
Order. Their brains aren't fully developed.
Correct.
They
That's
aren't.
Me.
I mean, yesterday it came up that D.C. is actually thinking of making 16 the voting age.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And, should be 12. Yeah,
this has been the case in other places. Let me ask you what you think of all this as a young conservative, because I'm not bringing up politics. I'm just saying... At 16, do you know what you're talking about?
I think the problem with that is that the vast majority of the youth, we don't have to pay taxes for the most part,
right.
Other than if you're working.
Yes.
I think because of that fact that we shouldn't necessarily be allowed to vote. I mean, yeah, you have a lot of informed, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. But I just think the problem is that, there's a lot of core issues with that, such as a tax thing. A lot of people just don't care. They just listen to what their parents say. And I think we need to wait until people are able to form a coherent opinion and...
Yeah, it's not saying, I'm not saying that Frank picks on me for this, because I think that the mind's not developed, and I think you are the exception, not the rule, 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds or 18-year-olds, because when I used to, and I keep bringing this up because I saw it in real life, I used to have student interviews before you graduated. I don't know if they still have it or not. Seniors had to go through an interview. So our clubs volunteered, and we come in and interview the students. Mm-hmm. And I would always ask, they were always there you have to present yourself and, be able to, just like as though it was a job interview.
Yeah.
And I would ask questions like, do you know who the mayor of the city of Freddie is? No idea. Well, can you tell me two Supreme Court justices' names?
Okay, let me get you.
No idea. Do you know how many branches of government? No idea.
Really?
And I wasn't making fun of them. It's just that... That was not of any importance to them whatsoever. So when you start saying, oh, well, they do know what's going on, I don't want them to know what's going on. Let them be kids for a while. Let them, you're the exception because you're taking interest in life. They haven't yet. You've matured beyond years. What's your problem, Frank?
Just because of his politics?
That's right. Definitely.
Barbara
has... You'll see him walking down the street with a sign saying, I want another day of school off, do you? No.
Barbara has something for Clayton.
Yeah, I just want to say, don't beat around the bush. Come out and say it. 16 is too young. All these 16 years, all they think about is boyfriends and girlfriends and sex. They could care less about our country.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we can't tell the truth. They have started this. It's a democratic thing that started. And it's unfortunate because our country is continuing to go downhill because we allow things to happen and not stand up for what is right. And to have a 16-year-old vote is definitely not a right thing to do. They are still in diapers.
What do you
That's
say
my
to
opinion.
What is your opinion, Barbara, of our guest who is...
My opinion for our guest is he needs to be more honest. Just come out and
go
say
Go ahead
it.
And say it. Don't hold back, Clayton.
Yeah, I mean, it...
Don't hold back and say, blah, 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 blah. Just come out and say either you're for it or you're against it.
No, yeah, like I said, I am against it, but I just had to give my reasoning as well, because of the fact that we aren't necessarily informed on all the issues. The vast majority of people under 18 are not informed on the issues just because they don't care. And I know that's what you brought up as well, that they're not worried about that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's definitely how it is. I mean, I witness that every day. So
right.
I don't believe that 16-year-olds should be able to vote.
Right. And it's not that they're... I think 18's fine. I really do. I don't think you can drive till you're 16 because people could argue with me. Well, I can drive. I'm 14. I can drive. And if So I just think I don't think it is a penalty not to be able to vote till you're 18. I don't think that's a penalty. So I think that should something we should, you know, I don't think it's going to have to worry about it, in my humble opinion, of which I'm unanimous. Can we have a voting system like, oh, that's something else.
Clayton, let me ask you, because we had Jeremy on, your cohort here a couple weeks ago. Let's go back and talk about recent history where at Frederick High School, like a lot of schools, you had that student walkout. What are your thoughts about how that went and being a part of that?
Well, the walkout, to start off with, was not a grassroots movement. If we look at it from the beginning, it was funded by outside groups who were getting money from, you know, the Clinton Foundation, the Democratic National Committee, and I think what they were doing is they were getting in these kids' minds, which is, once again, another reason I don't think they should be able to vote,
right?
That they are starting some kind of revolution or movement that's going to save the United States. But as we saw at my school, when you had kids outside, you know, and writing their notes saying we need to ban guns or my safety is more important than your rights, I think that's a definite issue, and that's the major reason I didn't agree with it. I mean, it was framed as some sort of way to bring students together and stand against, you know, people being murdered and stand up for these victims of the shooting. But in reality, it was just a large anti-gun rally
at
its core.
Financed and pushed by people like George Soros, DNC.
Exactly, it was.
Frank, I know you don't want to hear these things because they're factual.
Would you say the same thing about the March for Our Lives rally?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah, and it's even worse than that. Because
how's that?
Well, with the March for Our Lives rally, that once again they're framing it as some sort of you know, anti-murder rally, right? And in reality, it's just an anti-gun rally.
Correct.
What they were saying was that, oh, well, you have all these people dying. We need to be heroes and stand up to the evil NRA, the evil right-wingers, the evil Republicans who are just out here and want babies murdered. But that's not it whatsoever. I mean, the reason I support guns is because it's our Second Amendment right, first of all, and you can't infringe on that. If I told someone, listen, I think that your opinions are dangerous and that you should not be able to stand out there and march today, well, they would say, well, it's my First Amendment right. And I can say, well, it is my Second Amendment right to own a gun when I turn 18.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Before we take this call, is the school administration doing any censorship of conservative views? This is a text that we got in on the text line.
I do believe that both sides are treated differently. So with the whole censorship part, I would say it's not flat out, you know, censorship going, hey, you guys can't say what you want to believe.
Right.
Because that's not happening. It's not that clear. But what I do see is that when there's some sort of controversy, such as writing on the sticky notes, putting it on the walls where we had different beliefs and we voiced them, than the other people who are voicing their anti-gun beliefs, I do think that they're treated differently.
Okay.
So I do think that there's definitely a bias.
Were you there during the situation when Jeremy had it, his notes taken away from him?
I was.
And did he receive an apology for that finally, or has
he? No, there was no apology.
Well, the teacher or the instructor or the educator said that, you know, he was going to be in all kind of difficulty in all this situation, which never happened, of course. And I still say he was assaulted, but that's neither here nor there right now. Frank, we're going to talk to Donna, but we got to take a can we keep you around another second or two?
Yeah.
Donna wants to say something.
Say
Donna?
Something to
Go ahead,
Clayton.
Donna.
Okay.
Hey, Clayton, I just want to say I am so pleased to hear about your decision, and I am the mother of a Gen Z student who's away at a conservative college. Mm-hmm. And this particular individual was isolated via the history department at his high school here in this area. And that was a huge disappointment to us, but it was a turning point. And I think you will do very well because there's a silent majority who many have actually voted for this president and who are really pro Bill of Rights. Including myself, obviously. So I just want to say God bless you, and I wish you
all the
best. And I think you'll do well.
I think so also. Now, thank you, Donna. In the normal stand of things, when you run for office, you have to spend money. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, are you going out and try to campaign other than campaigning door to door or something? I mean, you're buying signs and things like that, or are you just going to trust that your name being out there, and you're very top of the ballot, mm-hmm. so that makes it nice too.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier. Well, I'm going to start making palm cards. Mm-hmm. I've got people who are willing to donate already.
Great.
So we've already got a decent amount of income to start with, at least.
Beautiful.
And I think as long as I can get face-to-face time with as many people as I can, mm-hmm. Tell them why I'm running, then they'll definitely listen to the message.
How many openings on the Central Committee?
How many openings? I believe...
I don't know. Frank, you know?
No.
You don't know anything.
I believe it's around nine.
Oh, okay.
Seven, excuse me.
And how many people running? Do you have any idea?
20.
20?
Yeah. It's very high.
That's good. That's for change.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what say you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I want to congratulate Clayton and Jeremy for what they're doing. Not only did they start the Republican Club in that lovely conservative high school,
yes,
yes. They helped the others throughout the county start clubs within their schools.
Oh yeah.
So they're actually doing outreach to other organizations, other schools, to get those started. But yeah, it's. Nine
refreshing.
These guys are awesome. I've been working with them for a little while, and mm-hmm. I just want to say, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mark.
They appreciate that, Mark, and you keep mentoring, and they'll be doing well. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
So, Clayton, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Obviously, when you get into talking politics with people at your school who are interested in talking politics, other people,
yeah.
Your age, you're hearing the majority on the other side of the fence than you are. Mm-hmm. Why is it the older the person you talk to, the closer they come to your way of thinking? I've always heard that, you know, if you're liberal until you get to be older and make money and all that,
then
you have a heart, and then, you know, you have a brain when you're older and you mm-hmm. become conservative. Well, I hope, you know, that I haven't lost my heart. And why do you think that is?
I think if we assume it's true, it'd probably be because they've seen these sort of movements happen before. They remember when they were younger, and they were standing up for these you know, social issues, that sort of thing. And by the time they get older, they look at the younger generation and they think, you know, we made a difference. Or I remember when I was younger and was out doing that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing now is not the same kind of change we had when we were older. I mean, if we look at the civil rights movement of the 60s, for example.
Mm-hmm. The anti-war movement, sure.
And onward, yeah. When you had people like Martin Luther King, that was great. You know, especially a lot of the older generations look and they say, yeah, we stood up for civil rights back then. We were marching for equal rights for all.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of great people doing it with us. But I think now with the younger groups, a lot of people, the older generations at least, look at them and they go, they're not really standing up for the same kind of injustice we are standing up against, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the older generations, they saw real injustice.
Right.
You know, decades ago. They saw actual problems that were going on within the United States that needed a social movement to stop them. But nowadays, I feel like people are just standing up for these social movements just because it's the cool thing to do.
Correct.
And so I think a lot of the older generations recognize that. But I also think it depends what generation you're talking about that's older. You have some, such as the World War II generation, or the greatest generation, as many people call them, which is very conservative. And then you had generation that came after them, which wasn't nearly as conservative. And like you look at a lot of the professors nowadays who are in these colleges, the generation they were a part of is much more left-leaning mm-hmm. than, for example, the greatest generation.
Without question. The point that he's making, Frank, and see if this registered with me, is that it seems like we're not marching against injustice. We're marching for the taking away of things that we don't know anything about. The march about guns against NRA had zero. NRA has never killed a person. But
that's
you cannot
true.
Tell these younger people. They don't understand that. They think NRA is a person that's out there selling guns or something. NRA doesn't sell guns.
Yeah, I mean, I try and explain this to people at school.
They don't understand. They don't want to understand.
Yeah, really, in the whole gun argument, you have two groups. You have of the people who are mostly gun owners and people who are familiar with guns and people who just don't know about guns. And that's not an insult either. That's yeah. just the truth.
Now, I think you're right. I don't agree with Tim that they don't know what they're talking about because they're 16, 17, or 18. But I agree with you there that there are people who are into who've grown up with guns and those who haven't, and that's going to influence them for mm-hmm. sure. What do you think of who is the 18-year-old from Parkland who's become like sort of the forefront?
David Hogg.
What do you think of like Laura Ingraham and him getting into it? Do you think that it's fair to go after someone that age at that level?
I mean, if he's willing to stand up and try and take away our constitutional rights, I think it's plenty fair to stand up and say, I don't think you should be able to do that no matter what age you are. I mean, I'm over here talking about my beliefs right now, and I think that opens me up to anyone being able to come and debate me on them.
Sure.
So I could tweet about you saying that, you know, you're not able to get into schools because of your grades or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, if that was the truth, then yeah, I mean, anyone could tweet anything exactly. at me. If it's true, that's a different story.
If you're
going
to stand up, Frank, you have to stand up.
And well, actually, I agree with you. No, there's some who say that it's not fair to take him on at that age. I disagree. I think he has become a public figure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if he's willing to stand up in front of crowds of thousands and thousands of people, mm-hmm. then he should also be willing to take criticism. I mean, just not too long ago, he said, since the Parkland School, majority Stoneman Douglas, their new policy is going to make students wear clear backpacks. And he said, you know, this violates my constitutional right to privacy. And a lot of people called him out on it because, ironically, he's bringing up a constitutional right that people are violating, and yet he's advocating for the violation of a constitutional right. Yeah. So I think that definitely opens him up to criticism. From anyone.
Let me ask you a non-political question, but as a student going to high school, Frederick County Public Schools.
You are? Or he is? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you feel secure? Do you think there is people who are overblowing the security issue, or do you get nervous at all when you're at school?
I don't get nervous because I trust in the officer that we have.
Mm-hmm. You have a school resource officer?
Yeah, but yeah. This isn't just saying it because of my political views. I do think that students should feel safer, and I would definitely feel safer, if the teachers there that had a military background mm-hmm. or a law enforcement background were allowed to conceal carry a gun. And a lot of people are against that, but I think if you have training, I'm not advocating for giving every teacher, you know, an AR-15, because that's ridiculous. I don't think anyone is advocating for that.
Correct.
But if you have the proper background, and I believe that Brad Young said there was about, 5,000 employees
yes.
that had a background in military law enforcement. I think if they are already trained, then I would feel
more comfortable
if they had one.
The question we're talking a little bit about out of school, away from the politics, which is great. People are texting me. They're saying, why doesn't the school system tell the truth about drugs? So I went a little bit further, and they're saying...
Oh, do you have a question for Clayton?
They're saying that every student, pretty much every student in every school knows who the drug sellers are, where they can obtain the drugs, and, you know, that this is common knowledge, and yet the school system tends to ignore the fact that this is going on.
Yeah, I think...
Truth to that?
I think the major problem about that is that it's hard for the school system to know who the drug dealers are when the students aren't telling the staff members. And I think when they do, then...
But doesn't they're saying every student, not... Well, the majority of students know exactly
who... The majority of students definitely know who the dealers are. I mean, they openly talk about it.
They don't want to snitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You'll have a friend who you'll talk to, and they'll just openly talk about, you know, dealing marijuana... Mm-hmm. wherever to whoever, mm-hmm. and everyone knows who it is, everyone knows who doesn't. I mean, people go on social media, and they openly smoke marijuana right there, smoke weed mm-hmm. on camera, and they put it up. So it's not a matter of, you know, the students not knowing who it is. It's a matter of the students actually getting up and telling the people at the schools about who it is, the staff members.
Call coming in from Alona. Let's see what Alona has to say. Good afternoon, Alona.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I just want to congratulate Clayton I think I put you on my Facebook today.
Oh, really?
It's refreshing. If I didn't, I will. I got most of the 400 on there, it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
It's refreshing to see a younger person really standing up and taking a stand for what is right,
mm-hmm.
and not flying by the seat of his pants and blowing like a leaf in the wind, going like this way and that way without any clear, concise
direction.
Platform to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton, I just want to ask you, with this dum-dum call that they teach in the schools, that's what I call it, because it's not Common Core, it's dum-dum core. I find most of the students I speak to are frustrated because how many ways do you have to do 5 times 5 is 10, 50 different ways? What is the purpose? Don't you think there is a better way, more stimulating, more 21st century orientated?
Oh, yeah, I think.
To get our students more excited about learning and not frustrated and open to drugs and things.
Yeah, I think the new way to teach and the new core should be what we used to do, which is how most of you all were raised. Most adults, that's the curriculum they were raised on. And we can do that by returning education back to the states.
Nice idea.
I think giving education to the federal government was one of the worst ideas we could have had.
Sure. It was nothing more than another way to make the bureaucrats happy.
Tim learned with an abacus. You know what that is?
I did run. You know what an abacus is?
No, I have no idea.
You don't know what? Lord. Do you know?
Yes.
I thought you might. But anyhow, but,
let me ask you, because I've been wanting to ask you questions about being a 16-year-old at Frederick High School, but let me ask you, as a candidate for the Republican Central Committee, what do you think Republicans in Frederick County need to focus on, do a better job of? I think you mentioned fundraising, for one thing.
Oh, yeah, fundraising. We need better grassroots campaigns. We have a lot of good people who are willing to come out and help out, but I think we need to start reaching out more to the youth as well. I mean, the Democrats, they have a huge fundraising base, and they have a lot of money saved up that they can allocate to whichever candidates they want. And they
are talking about locally or talking about the nationally?
Locally.
Okay.
Nationally, the DNC is bankrupt last time
right,
I heard.
Exactly.
But locally, I think the Republicans need to focus more on fundraising so they can get to the same level that the Democrats are on now. And I think we also need to get better grassroots campaigns running. So more doors knocked, more people to talk to, and we need to start going to the neighborhoods that Republicans wouldn't usually go to. I mean, I know there's a stigma that, you know, certain areas wouldn't necessarily vote for a Republican. I mean, a lot of people think that Hillcrest is a place that Republicans should avoid. And I know there's a lot of Republicans in the race now for different positions that have been door knocking there. But I think we can't be afraid to go to those locations and talk to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these communities are more conservative than we might think, but it's just a matter of us going out and talking to them.
Good for you. I couldn't agree more. Young Democrats, I hope you're listening.
Another point is, the only thing that I disagree with what you said is, I don't think locally money means anything. I really don't. I saw candidates from the last election for county exec, and I think we had almost $1 million in one candidate.
Really?
And and the other candidate who didn't have anywhere near that, mm-hmm. was able to win. But through the grassroots, I think the key to winning an election is being out there knocking on doors, waving signs, and buying radio advertisements. We don't leave that part out. But beyond that, I don't think it needs a ton of money. I think people think they can buy seats. The last election, David Trone ran for something. He spent millions and millions and millions and millions and resulted in nothing. So, yes, it's good to have money, but if you can organize those young people and you get out in the neighborhoods knocking on doors and waving signs, you'd be surprised how much energy that comes from that.
And you're saying that's what the Frederick County Republicans should focus on is winning elections.
Yeah, I mean that's what both parties are probably focused on right now.
What else would they do, Frank?
Is winning the elections. That's the point of the parties.
Do you think they talk about a Democratic wave in the midterms in November? Are you concerned about that locally?
locally, I know that the demographics have been changing in Frederick County because you have people coming from Montgomery County and surrounding areas that are definitely sort of turning us less red. But I think if you have the good message, the voters are going to vote for you. And I think what we have to do is we have to come out with the right message, which is, you know, continuing with what Hogan's been doing with lower taxes. Unemployment rate is relatively low in Frederick County right now. I believe it's at 3%, which is really good. Mm-hmm. But we need to keep it that way. And we need to keep people in a good financial position. Because most people, what they want is they want the government to stay out of their lives and they want to keep more money in their pockets. And
that's frankly, what we are.
I think that's what
that's
we need to be
Republican
doing is staying out of people's
mantra.
Lives.
Stay out of my life and leave my money alone.